How's it going, fogies? I'm Anthony Akil, and welcome to Front Seats to My Downfall, the only podcast where y'all can get front row seats to listen to my life fall apart. Let's roll the intro music. What's up, bitch? It's your boy, Skinny Uncircumcised Penis, back at it again with another fucking episode. The last episode tanked. I mean, like, yeah, fair play, like, fair enough. Like, it was absolute fucking dog shite. So I'm not really complaining, to be honest. You know. But god damn, it's been a good minute since I talked to y'all. Fuck, I missed you guys, bro. I missed you guys so much. Hi. How the fuck are y'all doing? I hope y'all are doing great. And if you aren't, know that I'm here for you. All right. Know that I love you and I'm here for you. Matter of fact, we're all here for you. And that's what this podcast is about. You know, I realize, like, I talk about my life being shit a lot. But at the end of the day, like, it's all love, all right? Like, I love you guys. And I know I keep asking that question a lot during the start of my episodes. And it's just that it's mad important to, like, check up on people in it. Like, you never know what people are going through. I want y'all to try something, all right? Just check up on your loved ones or your best friend, your acquaintance, your buddy from work, your family, your significant other, your ex. I don't give a fuck. Just let them know that you think about them and that you care for them while respecting their privacy. Because I hate making this about me, but it is my podcast after all, but like, it's just no one really checks up on me, like, ever. So, you know, being on the other side of it, can I call myself a victim? I guess I can do that. Am I being dramatic? I don't fucking know. But being a victim of, like, not being checked up on, I know what it feels like. And when someone actually finally checks up on me, like, I don't know, once in a blue moon, it almost feels like there's a sense of comfort. There's a sense of, like, relief and comfort. And it almost feels like there's a weight lifted off of your shoulders in a weird way. I don't know. Like, I don't really open up to people, but when someone reaches out to me, says that they care for me or they've been thinking about me, it makes me feel good. And yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't want y'all to, like, feel pity for me. I don't really give a fuck about people. You guys are the only people that I care about in my life. So that's why I keep asking y'all the same question over and over again at the start of every episode. Because I want you to know that I love you, all right? And, you know, if you aren't doing that great and if you're going through some shit, I'm not going to be one of those people that tell you, like, shit's going to be all right and shit's going to get better. Because, you know what, let's face it, it's not. Like, life doesn't really work that way. I guess it's one of the mysteries of life. But shit's gonna get better for a short period of time. But for the most part, life's a fucking bitch, my dude. And it's gonna fuck you in the ass with a chainsaw. And it's gonna come crashing down on you a million miles per hour. And that's the beauty of life. And, I've been on this planet long enough to understand that, like, you can't ever be constantly happy. Like, there's just no fucking point in that. And if you are, well, you gotta check yourself because you're fucking mental. But I guess you gotta, like, be at your lowest point in your life and, you know, be willing to experience all of that in order to truly, truly appreciate the highs in your life. And that's life for you. So what I'm trying to say is, don't ever, ever give up on yourself and just hang in there. Just hang in there, bro. I got you. We all got you. We're all here for you. And if you ever want to talk to me, I'm here. You know, this is not a plug, but like, you know, my social media is in the description. If you ever want to like reach out or some shit, I'm here for you. All right. All right. Enough of all the lovey-dovey bullshit. Let's talk about me. I mean, shit, it's my fucking podcast, bitch. Jog on. But yeah. Okay, so the reason the last episode was absolute fucking dog shite, which, you know, led me to take this 2-week break that I just took. I don't know. okay, first off, I'm an adult. I'm 20 years old. Just putting it out there. I got to take responsibility for my actions. And that's what I'm doing. I ain't blaming nobody but myself for this. That being said, there are a couple like external factors that kind of affected my input on the last episode and also led me to take this long ass break. Where do I even start? Okay, I got one. You know, I've been making these podcasts, recording these episodes for over a month now, a little over a month. And, you know, it hasn't been on a consistent day. I would have loved that, but it hasn't been that way. But I have been uploading consistently for every week for over a little over a month. And I don't know, at some point it started to feel like homework. You know what I mean? Like it started to feel like something that I had to do rather than something I wanted to do. And I don't really know how to explain it. I genuinely lost interest in like recording. It almost felt like I was forcing myself to do these and to be funny, which, you know, obviously didn't fucking work, not even a little bit. And like, I hated that feeling. And the thing is, like, I literally have nothing else going on in my life. You know, I've said that a million times, but I'm going to say it again. Like, I literally have nothing else going on in my life besides this podcast. So knowing that, like, I can't stick to this made me feel like absolute fucking shit on the inside. And, you know, combine that with, like, trying to be funny is just not going to work. But don't get me wrong. Like, I love making these podcasts. I love literally the best thing that's ever happened in my life by far is starting this podcast and talking to y'all. It's literally the best thing that's ever happened to me. But I guess at some point you gotta just, you know, take a step back and just pause for a minute. And that's what I did. Oh, another reason why the last episode was shit was there was this incident that happened seconds before recording it. I'm not even kidding. It was literally seconds before recording that episode. So, how do I even say this? Two brands wanted to sponsor that episode. Yep. Two brands wanted to sponsor that episode. Sponsor me. This idiot. My podcast. They wanted to sponsor my podcast. I mean, who the fuck wouldn't be excited for this opportunity? You would be fucking stupid if you weren't excited. But due to certain irregularities of where I currently reside, I was unable to link my bank account to Anchor's monetization program. Anchor is the company that I use to distribute this podcast, by the way. So yeah, due to these irregularities, I was unable to get paid. So I, you know, literally seconds before recording this podcast, I was trying to figure out like, okay, like how the fuck is this going to work? And I was getting frustrated and I was like, just stressed out and like panicking. And like, once I realized I'm physically unable to do it, I just wanted to give up. But yeah, I was just like over it. And the thing is like, I'm not doing this for money. Although like I would love to get paid. But I didn't start this because I wanted to get paid. And I never started, you know, the whole entertainment thing because I wanted to get paid. This is going to sound hella fucking stupid, but, like, it would have made me sound super fucking cool, dude. Like, imagine me saying, this episode is sponsored by blah, blah, blah. Okay, the blah, 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 blah didn't really sound that cool, but shut up. You get the fucking point. And not gonna lie, bro, like, I totally needed that fucking break. I totally needed it. It was the most productive, unproductive, like, fucking week of my life. Well, 2 weeks of my life. Because usually, like, my entire week consists of this podcast. I'm not even kidding. It really does. It takes me an entire week to figure out what I want to talk about, to record, and to edit. And since it's a weekly podcast, the cycle just keeps on going. So just taking that little break, taking these 2 weeks off, really did help me, well, do nothing. It really did help me. I didn't learn shit from these 2 weeks. Like, all I did during the break was, like, binge watch a couple TV shows, fucking not work out, not take a shower. Pretty much that's it. I guess it was just unproductive as fuck, but I totally needed it. I needed it, all right? Speaking of, like, not taking a shower, you know, during my whole mental break bullshit, I asked myself a very valuable question. How long do you think I can go on without taking a shower? And the answer to that would be a week. I went a week without taking a shower. And it was absolutely disgusting. Not even gonna front. Like, I live in a hot, humid desert in the middle of fucking nowhere, but by day two, your balls start to, like, drench with sweat. So you could already imagine a week of that. I was bleh. Oh, you know what I realized during the break? That I can't, like, sit and watch movies. I can't do it. Like, back in the day, I'm able to watch, like, movies on movies on movies. And, like, I even used to go to the theaters by myself. As I realized, I shouldn't have fucking said that. But, yeah, I used to go to the theaters by myself to watch, like two or three movies at a time. Like, I could sit there idly and watch movies back in the day. But now, for some reason, I just can't. Like, the other day, I was watching The Orphan, and it took me around 8 hours to watch the movie. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. Like, it legit took me 8 hours to watch the damn movie. The movie's fucking 2 hours long, by the way. I don't know what I did for the fucking 6 hours. Actually, I do know what's wrong with me. I narrowed it down to two conclusions. A, I have an attention span of a fucking squirrel. And B, the actor in me, and I had to throw it in there, but, like, the actor in me won't let me fucking watch the damn movie. Like, I literally, it's the most annoying thing ever, but, like, I analyze each and every single scene. And it's, like, so fucking annoying. I catch myself doing it, and I fucking slap myself every single time because it's literally the most annoying thing, and I can't ever watch a movie with anyone. Like, I remember when, like, Spider-Man Homecoming came out, and this was probably, like, years ago. I was probably, like, 17 or 18, and I watched it with my friends, and there was a scene where, like, Peter Parker is, like, on this cruise ship, and it kind of, like, fell apart, and, like, Peter Parker's, like, trying to put it back together using his web shooty thingies. And I was literally there reenacting the exact same scene, pretending I was Spider-Man, and I was grunting. Like, keep in mind, like, we're in a fucking theater filled with people, and I'm fucking grunting as loud as I fucking can, and my friends just got embarrassed, and they left. They legit left. I mean, to be fair, like, I would leave too, but, like, that's literally what I do. Like, I reenact scenes, I analyze every single shit, and it's like, I hate myself. I hate myself. I hate that I'm a fucking dumbass actor. I hate it. It's not fun, all right? Shit. Anywho, what else did I do during the break that was, like, stupid as shit? This particular thought, or a question perhaps, was in my head for the past week now, and I really don't know why. I have no fucking idea, but I can't get it off of my head. And there's just no right way to say this without making it sound weird. Do penises have a smell?
I said it.
It feels good to say it. It feels good to finally admit that I'm a fucking weirdo. Ah, fuck me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? But I hate that this thought is in my head for the past week. But I'm glad I fucking said it out loud. Now y'all can judge me, whatever. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, girls, guys, it, they, unicorn, I don't give a fuck who you are. If y'all are constantly in the premises of a fucking penis, I want to know if they have, like, a distinct smell. Like, you know when you, like, sniff a rotten egg? You can smell it. You can smell that it smells like a rotten egg. And there's a distinct smell to it. And when you, you know, sniff a peach, it has a distinct smell of a peach. So, where does that leave a penis? Does it have a distinct smell? Does it smell like a rotten egg? Or does it smell like peaches? I'm just curious. Oh, God. What the fuck? Comment down below if your penis stinks. I hate myself. I feel like I just violated myself. I don't even know what came out of my fucking mouth. It, usually when dumb shit comes out of my mouth, like I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'm fucking weird. But this time, I genuinely feel disgusted. I made myself disgusted. I'm a fucking weirdo, and we're moving on. All right? We're moving on. A lot of shit has happened. A lot of shit has happened during my little break. First off, Joe Biden's the fucking president. Why did I say it like that? For the 0.0001% of the population that lives under a fucking rock and has no fucking clue, yes, Joe Biden's the fucking president. Congratulations. And Kamala Harris made history. She's like the first female black and South Asian vice president in American history, like ever, which, you know, kudos to her, bro. Representing all the brown culture and the black people and all the female people. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why do I sound fucking weird? Maybe I'm just like traumatized by what I just said previously, but random fact, Joe Biden's administration actually did more in their first week as president than Trump did in their entire 4 years of presidency, which says a lot, by the way. It says a lot by miles. I feel like this podcast is slowly turning into like a political podcast, which I don't like, bro. I don't like that. So I'm going to steer away from politics for a little bit, I think. I don't know if people like that or not. I don't know. But yeah, I know I've been gone for a long time. And even in like the previous episodes, I've missed the opportunity or missed the segment that I thought would stick for a long time, where I give you guys like a weekly recommendation. But this week, I've been obsessed with this show that Marvel dropped called WandaVision. And let me just tell you, bitch, this show is one of a fucking kind. It's fucking OP. I am out of words. It definitely does not fit into any genre of television that I've watched so far in my life. It stands out. It stands out on its own. And if this show doesn't win like Emmys or Oscars or some shit, I'm calling it rigged. I don't fucking care. This show is probably one of the best. Period. And for those of you who are absolutely fucking confused and has no fucking idea what the fuck's happening or isn't really a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I'm so sorry. Can I be the one to like loop you in and all the shit? As you can tell, I'm a fucking geek when it comes to this shit. All right. I'm a fucking nerd, when it comes to like comic books, but yeah, you know what? Jug on. Like, I'm gonna just fill you in anyway. It's cause it's my fucking podcast, bitch. Jug on. So basically the show is like a blend of classic television and Phase 4 of the MCU. which takes place like right after Avengers Endgame. And if you haven't watched Endgame, what the fuck are you doing with your life, bro? Like, why the fuck do you exist? I wish I could snap you, but, you know, I'm just a fragile, silly, dumb little fucking brown boy. And I'm physically unable to do that. So, consider yourself lucky. What the fuck was that? I don't fucking know. Anywho, the show revolves around Wanda, aka Scarlet Witch, and Vision, where they try to live like an idyllic, normal suburban life in the town of Westview, New Jersey. And the more that they try to live a normal life, the more that they realize things aren't what they seem like. Ooh, mystery. If you are a fan of the MCU and you're like, what the fuck? Wait, hold up. Vision? Question mark? Yes, bitch. I am as confused as you are. He is supposed to be dead. Actually, not. He is dead. Period. Because, like, Thanos literally plucked the fucking Infinity Stone out of his fucking head. And there is literally no way he's fucking alive after that. There's literally no way, because he did that. Thanos did that right before he snapped his fingers. So there's just no possible fucking way that Vision came back during the blip. So yeah, I was confused. And then I have my own theories as to why Vision is alive in the show. But yeah, I highly recommend you guys to like watch WandaVision. It's such an amazing show. And if you, again, like if you aren't really into the whole MCU bullshit, I'm gonna just warn you, like the first two episodes is definitely like a slow burner. But by the time you get to the third and the fourth, bro, shit starts to get riled up. Shit starts to get feisty up in this bitch. And yeah, like look out for all the Easter eggs if you are like a fan of the MCU. Because I want to dedicate like an entire episode, maybe like a bonus episode, just talking about like all, just breaking down like, you know, all the Easter eggs, the theories, I don't know, my thoughts on like the latest episodes and shit. Maybe I'm going to create like bonus episodes like every week just talking about it. Because that's how obsessed I am with the show. So yeah, I guess that's where I'm going to leave you guys with the recommendation for this week. I just don't want to geek out anymore. It's really fucking embarrassing. Oh, by the way, like I'm so sorry about like all these rough transitions and shit. You know, one might think someone that has recorded podcasts for over a fucking month would probably be good at this, but turns out I'm just not. All right, why am I like this? Why do y'all listen to me, bro? Yo, season 21 of whatever the fuck we're going through has been absolutely fucking insane, bro. Like, you know, we still have like the global pandemic, and we had the insurrection a month ago, and now the fucking stock market's glitching out. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on? Can we like all collectively make a promise to just chill the fuck out? Can we please do that? Because my brain hurts. I mean, like, everybody from their fucking daughter to their fucking nephews have heard about the situation, the whole GameStop situation. Yeah, I'm gonna just say this. Although, like, I did study like higher level business management in high school, and my family comes from a line of like entrepreneurs, and they own like a bunch of businesses, I have no fucking clue what's going on, because I'm just a stupid dumb fuck. And to be honest, like, I didn't really care about the stock market until like a couple days ago, and just putting it out there. You know, but that being said, like, I did do some research, and I tried to educate myself as much as possible, only to like boost my ego a little bit. Okay, fine. I wanted to sound smart for the first time in my life. I don't care even if it's for like fucking 3 minutes of this podcast. I don't fucking give a shit. I just want to sound smart, because usually I just say dumb shit all the fucking time. And I just want to sound smart, all right? Give me a fucking break. And yeah, disclaimer. This is not a place for you to learn about the stocks or, you know, for you to gain financial advice. You know, this is just a place for dumb people like me to talk about smart people things, but end up sounding even more dumber than we already are, if that made any sense. So yeah, I kind of shouldn't have started with that. But yeah, from what I have learned so far, a bunch of these like hedge funds and these elite billionaires or whatever, they were involved in short selling stocks from GameStop. And for those people that are outside of the United States, GameStop is like this retail store that sells video games. Yeah, as you can imagine, you know, because there's a fucking pandemic. And like, it's fucking 2021, bro. Like, no one fucking buys physical discs anymore. Like, we all download our games digitally. And if you don't, you're fucking mental. I don't know what to say. But yeah, like the because of that, like the company's like value went down, the sales dropped, and even the stock value started depreciating by like a shit ton. So you know, the hedge funds and all these dumbasses basically took advantage of that and started short selling these stocks. And a bunch of people from like Wall Street Bets found out about it. And Wall Street Bets is like this subreddit that talks about like investments and like stock markets and all the boring shit. And they basically collectively decided to destroy said hedge funds and also expose Wall Street in the process. Oh my God, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? That's what she said. Why am I so fucking immature? I don't really know. I don't really have an answer to that. But like, I know I use a lot of like, I don't know, stock markety terms, I guess, but it's really not that fucking complicated, dude. Like, short selling is essentially when you like borrow a share of stock from your broker at a certain price, and then you sell that shit immediately at the same exact price. And then you wait. You wait till the stock price goes down. That way you get to buy it back at a much more cheaper price. And you can give the share that you borrowed to your broker and the difference of, you know, how much you sold it for and how much you paid to get it back is your profit. See? It wasn't that fucking like hard, is it? That's what she said again. To me. Every single time. Why? Why? But I hope I made sense. Okay. If I didn't, again, this is just not the fucking place to learn about this shit. But I'm just trying to explain what the fuck's happening around the world. All right. But here's where things get interesting, though. Like, as y'all know, the stock market is extremely fucking volatile and it fluctuates quite frequently. Like, it can depreciate or it can increase exponentially. And since the stock value can rise indefinitely, the short sellers potentially face a loss that's like, well, unlimited. And yeah, there's just like no fucking way around it. Like, they are essentially like forced to buy the share of stock back at a very expensive rate to give it back to the broker. And this is called short squeezing. And this is exactly what happened with GameStop. Like, when, you know, the people on Reddit found out about like the whole hedge fund thing, they basically like joined forces or whatever, and they managed to buy as many like stocks from GameStop, and, you know, which kind of like increased the price. Well, not kind of, it increased the price like so much to the point where like hedge funds, all these like hedge funds were filing bankruptcy because they were losing like billions of dollars. And yeah, this is where the market's at right now. It's also kind of funny to see like Wall Street's reaction to all of this, because at this point they've pretty much exposed themselves as like the two-faced sons of bitches that they are, or that they've been for decades now. You know, it's definitely fucking interesting, because, you know, the thing is, this is not something new, bro. Like, Wall Street have been playing this tactics for ages, and, you know, when they do it, it's completely fucking legal and it's completely fine. But, you know, when some random bored people on Reddit end up doing it, or like the common masses or whatever, oh, now it's fucking illegal. Now it's not okay. And now they want to like make regulations and shit. Yo, As a wise man once said, once a scumbag, always a fucking scumbag. And my response would be a huge fuck you. Fuck you, Wall Street. Fuck you in the fucking ass with a chainsaw. It all comes down to fucking chainsaws and ass, doesn't it? Yo, I sounded smart for like just 2 minutes. And then like it all had to come down to fucking asses and chainsaws. But yo, I can't believe I fucking did that, bro. Yo, kudos to me. I'm fucking proud of myself. Your boy did that. Your boy skinny uncircumcised penis did that. And I think I gotta end it on that, right? Like I'm pretty sure I'm gonna say more dumb shit if I keep going. So I'm gonna end it on a really smart note, which was that. Fuck you, Wall Street. I gotta emphasize that. I'm sorry. But yeah. No. Wait. I got one more thing to say. I just want to say, like, thank you guys. Like, thank you guys for supporting me, like, this far into the podcast. Thank you for supporting me, period. Like, thank you for being there for me. And I really couldn't have gone through whatever the fuck that I go through in my life without you guys. And, you know, when I say, like, I love you, I truly mean that, you know? Like, I love you guys from the bottom of my fucking heart. And I'm going to make a promise, and I swear I'm not going to break it. And this is also like a promise to myself. I promise that I will upload this podcast every week on a Friday. I know I've said that before, but this time I am sticking to it and I won't break it. Pinky promise. I literally don't care if I'm like sick or tired or even like dying of cancer. I couldn't give a fuck. I will upload this podcast every week on a Friday. And yeah, I don't know, mate. I guess I'll wrap it up now before I start crying and shit. Yeah. So let's roll the outro. I don't know. It's been a while. So, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Front Seats to My Downfall. If you've enjoyed listening to my life fall apart, don't forget to join me next week, where I'll be talking about more useless shit that no one really gives a fuck about. And oh, I haven't decided on the topic for next week, so make sure to check on my Twitter, @itsanthonykill, if you'd like to submit topics or questions that you want me to answer for next week. And if you found this to be even like remotely entertaining, which I highly doubt you did, but like if you did, please subscribe to my podcast on Anchor and Spotify or whatever platform you're on. That way, you'll never get to miss another episode of this show. How great is that? And while you're at it, check out my Instagram as well, @AnthonyAkil. All right. See you next week, fogies. Love you. Bye.